Turn with me to John chapter 4 in your Bibles. This is actually my first time doing this, so hopefully it goes well. I want to thank you, church family, that I can do this. John chapter 4, 7-15 says, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. I have one question for you. Are you thirsty? To give an introduction to what's going on, Jesus is traveling called Sychar. He is thirsty and tired from his journey. It's a pretty long journey, actually. He finds this well, and he sits on it. About the sixth hour, this woman comes from the city to the well to get water. Jesus is a Jew, and she's a Gentile. Jews did not socialize with Gentiles. In fact, Jews would go out of their way to go around Samaria because they just did not like the Samaritans. That's why in verse number 9, then the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans? She did not know that Jesus was the Messiah. That's why she's confused. She doesn't know why. Why a Jew is talking to her. In verse number 10, Jesus turns the conversation from this physical water to spiritual water. So, are you thirsty for living water? Verses 13 and 14 say, Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Verse 13 is talking about this physical water. I can take a drink. Refreshing. A couple of minutes later, I'm still going to be thirsty. This water is only meant for my physical body. My physical body can actually go 3 days without this physical water. But verse 14 is talking about God's word, Jesus, the Bible. This right here is the spiritual water. This is what I need for my spiritual living, my spiritual body in a sense. Jump down to verses 25 and 26. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. If you look up a couple of verses before this, Jesus is helping her to realize that she is a sinner. We all are sinners, and there's only one way to receive living water. So how do we receive this living water? Number one, we have to realize we are a sinner, that nothing that we do is going to save us, not by being baptized, not by doing good works, not even going to church. And number two, repent and accept Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus can you be saved. Only through him can you receive not this water, but this water. I'm only up here in front of you speaking because I have received this living water. If you've never received the living water that Jesus has to offer, I encourage you to do so today or tonight. It's the best decision you're ever going to make. Finally, number two, Christian, are you sharing this living water? As some of the guys have already mentioned, we should be doing it. It's our job. Those who have received this water, living water, need to go out and share it to others. Verse 4 says, and he must needs go through Samaria. Needs go nowadays is it was necessary for Jesus to go to Samaria. He actually purposely sought out this woman because he knew that she needed this living water. So who can we purposely share this living water with? Well, we could share it to our co-workers. We could share it to our schoolmates and our neighbors. There's some other examples, but I don't got enough time for that. When we share this living water, most people are not going to accept it. That's okay. Our job is just to show them. Verses 28 and 30 say, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Notice here, the woman then left her water pot. Originally, she came to the well to get this physical water. But once she met Jesus and received the living water, she had to go tell others. She had to go to the city. Look here in verses 39 through 42. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, Savior of the world. Big old city. Because she received that living water, she went and told others, and many in that city believed. Now, did everyone in that city believe? Unfortunately, no. When Jesus walked on this earth, not even people would believe on him, and he's the Christ, the one that came to give us this living water, but many people did not believe him. So it's okay if we go share this water and people don't believe us. Finally, the conclusion of my message for you. Friend, I implore you to receive this living water. I don't know what you've done, but Jesus does. And he loves you. He wants to give you this living water. All you have to do is ask it. He will give it to you, willingly. And finally, Christian, share this living water to the world. Not everyone's going to believe, and that's okay. Share it. Thank you for your time. I'd like to call on Isaiah. Come up here and preach, buddy.